It was well received by those present, as many Americans, especially among the globalists, had come to embrace the racist and elitist view of the German philosophers. Nazi interest in science and psychological warfare was paralleled by their concern with eugenics, the scientific study of selective breeding to improve the human population. The term eugenics was coined in the late 1800s by Francis Galton, a British psychologist and half-cousin of Darwin's, who wanted to extend the theory of natural selection into deliberate social engineering. Race and genetics were always a top concern to ranking Nazis. We find the same concern exhibited by America's ruling families. By the time of his death in 1937, John D. Rockefeller and his only son, John D. Rockefeller Jr., had not only built up an amazing oil empire, but had established such institutions as the University of Chicago, 1889, the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, 1901, later renamed Rockefeller University in New York City, the General Education Board, 1903, the Rockefeller Foundation, 1913, and the Lincoln School, 1917, where the Rockefeller siblings began their education. These Rockefeller-funded institutions ensured their early entry into the fields of medicine, pharmaceuticals, and education. The Rockefellers were also interested in the eugenics movement, a program of scientifically applied genetic selection to maintain and improve their ideal for human characteristics, which included birth and population control. In 1910, the Eugenics Records Office was established and endowed by grants from Mrs. Edward H. Harriman and John D. Rockefeller. It seems the wealthy elite of America were as concerned with bloodlines as the Nazis. Another American supporter of German psychiatry was James Loeb, son and by 1894 a business partner to Solomon Loeb, founder of the prominent Kuhn, Loeb & Company, the bankers and backers of railroad tycoon Edward H. Harriman. In 1917, thanks to financial support from James Loeb, Dr. Emil Kraepelin, a professor at the University of Munich, was able to found the Deutsche Forschungsanstalt für Psychiatrie, or the German Research Institute for Psychiatry.